I am not against remembering in general. In fact, I love to remember myself. But I am against capturing comprehensively the experiences that we have day in, day out, and keeping that memory for a very long period of time.
Now, why is it good for us to be able to forget?
If we forget, but others do not because they have a digital memory of our past experiences, then they have informational power over us. If Google knows better what we searched for online 9 months ago than we do, Google has informational power over us. And if they want to exploit that commercially or for political purposes or for purposes of influencing our behavior, they could do that. It's dangerous if government has that ability. It's also dangerous if large corporations have that ability. Imagine we have to envision that whatever we do, whatever images are taken of us, will be around for decades to come. If that's the case, then we might become very cautious of what we are doing and how we are interacting with the world and self-censor us. That's one concern that I have. The other concern that I have is a time concern, and that is human forgetting is a wonderful feature because it lets us move on and evolve and let past things remain in the past. The problem is that if we are reminded of something that we have almost forgotten, it brings it back to us very starkly into memory. And then suddenly that might confuse our overall picture.
You made the case, if I'm interpreting this correctly, that sometimes memories are more accurate than digital because digital can be manipulated.
We tend to assign high authority to digital artifacts in terms of authenticity. But that's not true. Digital artifacts, images, scans, documents, even video or sound recordings are just bit streams. And because they're bit streams, they can be manipulated. And we may expose ourselves to believing what we see while we should rather trust our own instincts and our own memory.
Part of what you're saying here that some of the bad moments in our lives or in our cultures or in our societies are sort of easier to deal with over time if you're allowed to forget or your memories are allowed to sort of change over time rather than have them locked in place.
I think that's very true. The beauty of human remembering is that we don't take an experience that we remember out of digital storage and replay it. But when we remember, we actually do reconstruct the experience as we remember it, as we remember it in a certain context, in the context that we are in. We make it more palatable to the present when we remember.
Is there a category of memories that should never be forgotten?
Absolutely. And what we must have is the ability, both individually as well as societally, to decide ourselves what we want to remember and what we want to forget, and not to forget very important events of our individual as well as societal history. All that I want is that we have a choice. We used to have a choice for millennia, for all of human history. Now I fear that choice is eluding us.